It's Black Friday, y'all.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey.
Eat dirt, sucker. Black hell breaks loose. Are you ready for the Black Street Fighter? The Black Street Fighter. He's a fighter for hire, and he's paid to take on all comers. Today, he's going right to the top. He's taking on the system. The Black Street Fighter. He's all white hot fury. He's all stone cold nerve. He's all big black fists. He's 60,000 volts of black power. The Black Street Fighter. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Black Street Fighter. He's bad.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark's at it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Why,
Dimension back here with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. How'd you like that Black Friday movie trailer for Black Street Fighter? To me, it seems like they were running out of interesting ways to promote black films at this point. They were saying very general things. Black Street Fighter. He's black. And he's a fighter. Black Street Fighter. He's black. Bad. Okay, great. Look, all these movies can't all be clever, like Coffee. She's black, and she'll cream you. Whatever.
They call her Coffee.
Yeah.
Because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
Yeah.
This is the end of your rotten life.
And she's black, like Coffee, and strong. And in a few hours, you'll smell her in your piss. What? That didn't quite work. Doesn't matter, I guess. Listen, I've got a great program for you today. At the top of the show, I've got some exciting news. I have acquired a life coach. I have been very depressed lately. I don't know where my life is going. I'm a mess. Thankfully, I discovered Elliot Hulse on YouTube. And, you know, he suffered from depression as well. Although he got through it, and he's going to teach me how.
I've been depressed for the past several days. I've been teaching workshops. I've been building businesses and watching children.
So when I'm depressed, I should just workshop it out.
And doing all the shit that I have to do and never letting out all the sexual synergy and hunger and anger and frustration and yelling and eating and breathing. Attend me.
The man is having a nervous breakdown.
I don't want to fuck my wife because I'm sucking the sexual energy in. I don't want to train. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to fucking do anything because it's become a neurotic holding pattern. Because depression is a holding pattern. You're holding yourself depressed. I'm holding it in. I'm holding in the energy. You've got to express.
Buddy.
I told you this before, but you've got to express. That's how you get out of depression.
Express yourself. Isn't that a Madonna song? Bag.
It begins with the breath. You got to breathe. Breathing brings energy into the body, brings vitality, vibration back into a dead fucking body. Sense. Because your body's not doing it, because your brain's doing it all. You're all trapped in your goddamn head, and you got to wake the body back up.
Just some breathing
exercises.
Wake
the body back up. And you do it by expanding the chest open.
I hit a nut drop.
Breathe erratically, open the chest. This is where your heart is. This is where you love. Animals close their heart and we hold out. Animals as human beings. We open up the heart. We open it up and we stand up. And you can see it. It's soft. It's supposed to be soft, but we make it hard.
I like it.
We make the belly hard. But you've got to soften it so that your heart can open up, so that your sex can open up, so that your expression can open up. So you've got to breathe.
I may have made a mistake making this guy my life coach. Having a special. He only charged me $10,000 for a month.
Breathing. Big body breathing into your balls.
Breathing your balls. I've shake never balls. Taken that deep of a breath.
To get the breath down lower, shake your balls.
Listen, sir. It's hard to take you seriously when you make those type of noises.
Shaking. Feel your balls shaking. Feel your legs shaking. Feel your belly shaking. Breathe and shake. Breathe and vibrate. Breathe and vibrate. Breathe and vibrate. That word vibrate.
His eyes have rolled to the back of his head. Like, I can't see
that
the pupils.
Vibrant. Vibrant!
I think he's having a stroke.
They like to say fucking vibrant. They like to say vibrant on TV. They like to say vibrant in commercials where they sell you pills.
Oh, in toothpaste. Like vibrant white.
But the people 3D. In the commercials don't vibrate. They're stiff. They're stuck. They're neurotic.
Are you saying vibrant or vibrate?
Kick, 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 kick. Kick, kick. Neurotic holding patterns. But you're gonna let go.
I think this guy needs something stronger than breathing exercises.
Because they're gonna
Zoloft or something.
Shake all the shit out.
Okay, all right, listen. Thank you. All right, we'll get back to you later. Thank you, my new life coach. Yet another in a series of horrible life decisions, making him my life coach. Moving on real quick. I just have to mention this. I hate gay people, and this is a perfect example why. All right, you know the TV show Honey Boo Boo? Here comes Honey Boo Boo Child. I'm Timmy Boo Boo Child. I'm an upcoming character. I'm the wacky uncle. I'll be introduced in season two. Anyways, they are wrapping up season one, and apparently Honey Boo Boo has a gay uncle. Now, listen to me. The problem with the gays are, you know, the second anyone comes out in support of them, they're behind it. This family is fucking trash. You should not be behind them. I've gotten so many links to this video saying, look, hate is taught. This is proof. Look at Honey Boo Boo Child being accepting. Yeah, this is the same show where farting is a major plot line throughout the series. And she eats fucking cheese balls for breakfast. And Honey Boo Boo is fat. And yet somehow a pageant, a little pageant girl and everything. Like, this is so stupid. They play in redneck games. And you better redneck and recognize. What did she say? You better redneckinize or something like it's instead of recognize, redneckinize. All right, here is the clip that has gotten all the gays behind Honey Boo Boo Child.
This is a couple days before the pageant, so we're going to bring in Uncle Poodle. I want him to try to teach Alana some new routines for the pageant.
Call Uncle Poodle. He is my baby brother.
Yeah, they call the guy, the gay uncle, Uncle Poodle.
This is a couple days before the pageant, so we're going to bring in Uncle Poodle. I want him to try to teach Alana some new routines for the pageant.
Because, you know, all gay guys dance well and follow the pageant circuit.
I want him to try to teach Alana some new routines for the pageant.
Uncle Poodle. He is my baby brother.
There's Uncle Poodle. His name is Lee, 30, and he's a redneck as well.
I'm so excited that Uncle Poodle's here.
Okay,
let go.
Alana rephrases me as her poodle.
And Lee is Sugar Bear's youngest brother. He's a poo-tail, and he's gay.
Damn nuts.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
Good here. Here.
You know, gay men, hello, they know how to dance and make the moves. Like.
He's called Poodle because Alana calls any gay person a poodle.
She's lost weight.
I don't know if there's any other type of gay dogs, I guess. Maybe people might call them shih tzus. koala bears, I don't know.
Yeah, a gay dog. That's a good example of a dog. Naming a type of dog. A koala bear. Even the dumbest idiot. What, the name bear is in the animal's name. Why would you think it's a dog? It's koala bear. I can understand if the bear was called koala dog, and you'd get that confused. You'd think it was a type of dog, right? It's a koala dog. No, this is a koala bear.
It's a poodle.
Oh,
I think that she needs her Uncle Poodle for the before the pageant to teach her something, and maybe he can give her some sass. He's got a little fruit in his tank. What can I say?
There you go. They're horrible, weird people, but they are a supporter of the gays. Hey, moving on. Everything is Terrible has uncovered something very disturbing.
Negaholics. You will learn what negaholism is.
Racist! Or is that a good thing? Like you're addicted to niggas.
And how it affects our personal and professional lives.
Negaholics. Well, first of all... If you're friends with an African-American, chances are you don't have a professional life.
Negaholism. Negaholism in yourself and others.
Welcome to Volume 1 of this three-volume series,
oh,
Negaholics. What is a negaholic? A negaholic. Negaholism. Negaholism.
Oh.
Negaholism.
Oh.
Negaholism.
Oh.
We've got a lot of information to cover.
What is negaholism? Well, it's when you're addicted to being negative. Not Negro.
Are you people ready to order yet? My shift's almost over. I gotta get home.
So much for her tip. Besides, where does she get off wearing that much eye makeup?
Can we have this one more time?
Yeah, no problem. But you're gonna have to get somebody else to take your order, because I'm out of here.
Well, I don't know who's being more nega. Who's being more of a nigger here? Who's being more negative? The waitress or the chick who was sitting at the table with the snarky comments?
Probably don't know how to cook a steak medium rare anyway.
Negaholics.
Yeah, he's pretty negative too. Nigga, 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 nigga.
Nigga, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lips just hypnotize me. And I just love your saucy ways. Guess that's why they lapse and you're in May.
Negaholism, negaholism. Negaholism, negaholism. Negaholism, negaholism. Negaholism.
Drunken Negro face cookies.
Two notes here. The first one is the guy sitting down wanting to order his food or needing a little more time. You know, when the server says, you're going to have to find someone else because I'm leaving. He says, she probably doesn't know how to cook a medium rare steak anyway. The servers don't cook. The cooks do it in the back. How fucking out of touch are you to think that your waitress is cooking the food back there at a nice restaurant, please? And second of all, I feel like I should mention this because, you know, at risk of, you know, getting tons of emails, I do understand that a koala bear is not a real bear. It's not like a black bear or something, or a grizzly or something. It's a marsupial, I believe. All right. They're adorable but vicious. That's right. The more you know. Look, if you ever find yourself face-to-face with a koala bear, and the odds of that happening are extremely likely, just walk away rather than engaging in fisticuffs. Okay. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, Corporate Edition. Now... I don't know if you've ever owned a BlackBerry. Chances are right now you don't own one because no one is buying these phones. Look, after the iPhone came out and then Android came out, BlackBerry kind of lost its way. They didn't keep up with the times when it came to their smartphones and their OS, right? So they're trying desperately to get people to start buying BlackBerry again. They've got a new operating system coming out for their phones next year. And one of the people, the group of people they're most trying to keep are the developers to make apps, because apps are very important. The iPhone has like a billion apps in their store. That's what makes people use that's what people use on these phones. No one's using the phones to call people anymore. They're using it for the apps, right? So BlackBerry's very determined to get and keep their developers. They created this song for, I guess, a conference. Douche chills all around. I don't know if this is supposed to be funny. It seems like it's being sung in earnest. But I'll let you be the judge. I know the message they're trying to get out is no joke.
We've all seen these challenging times, baby.
Yeah, they're going for a song parody. Of What, that Hall & Oates thing is? These are challenging times, baby, 'cause we're in transition. A whole new mobile computing platform, maybe. One tough proposition. This reminds me of Microsoft at their worst, like in the 90s and shit like that. They would pull fucking crap like this. Right, they're coming out with Full Touch and QWERTY editions. Oh, God. Let's just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. I post videos and other bonus content. Yesterday we did an exclusive show. A lot of fun. As a matter of fact, yesterday I played a video. Do you remember on, I think it was Wednesday's program, a caller was featured on the voicemail segment, and he said he was looking for a specific video clip, and if I found it, he would sign up for a lifetime membership. Well, a listener, who was this? DV listener Whore, I think is his name, that's what he wants to be called, found it, or found what he thought was the video, and I played it. But just in case this guy who was going to sign up for a lifetime membership is not already a monthly or a yearly member, let me just play this, and he can be the judge if this is the video clip that he's referring to. It's a bunch of black guys standing around coming on a bitch's face. There's one guy blowing his load. Now, that's not the guy that I featured last time.
Yeah.
This guy comes not so enthusiastically. All right, so here comes the other guy.
Damn.
Woo.
Shit.
Okay. All right, here comes the other guy. This is the guy. This is the guy I think the listener was referring to. Come shot. You're really laughing around. Alright. I think I'm gonna get myself another lifetime member, right? Am I right? Hopefully that was a good one. Don't forget, we've also got t-shirts available at Jagu.net, Satan Away shirts, Bristol 7 shirts, and finally, don't forget about the amazing deal our partners at Adam and Eve have for you. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. If that doesn't work, try coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50% on your purchase. Find something you like. They've got 20,000 adult products, toys for him and her, blow-up dolls, costumes, lingerie, movies, lubes, exotic lubes, taboo lubes, explicit, illegal lubes, sure. They've got lube laced with cocaine. I don't know how that's legal. All right, go there right now, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK or DV, 50% off just about any item. Coupon code FREAK or DV. Did I say that already? All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, surprise, surprise, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
Thank you, I guess. Yes, we've got another story from Florida. This one involves donkey sex. Carlos Romero was arrested for having sex with a donkey. He's apparently given a jailhouse interview. Basically, Romero was arrested in Marion County this past weekend after he was found fingering his pet donkey and rubbing his cock and balls up against it while pleasuring himself. You know, if an animal is in pain or doesn't want to be in a situation, it'll just fucking, you know, kick you or bite you or just try to run away. This donkey was just chilling out, letting this guy finger him. It's basically consenting to sex, I believe. Romero now wants his donkey back and claims that sex and emotional intimacy with animals is preferable because humans are just horrible people. That I can get behind, but that's why you rage fuck them. You know what I mean? Make your partner pay for being a horrible human being. Fuck the shit out of him. All right. Romero has said that he always has felt an attraction towards animals, especially horses, because people have been known to stab you in the back, give you diseases, and lie to you, and are promiscuous. Animals, he said, are usually there for you and do not seek other pleasures. Their feelings are 100% honest. Now, this guy, Romero, made a rookie mistake when being interviewed by police. I've talked about this many times on the show. This should be taught in school when you go to criminal school. I don't know. There should be criminal school. Don't admit to other things when the police are talking to you. I wouldn't even admit to the things that you were arrested for. But Romero says that he's been having sex with horses since the age of 18 and said he hasn't fully consummated his relationship with the donkey yet because she's blooming into maturity. Romero's also pissed, of course, because his donkey has been taken away from him and, surprise, surprise, they won't give him back. I want my donkey back! That's a direct quote. There's got to be due process here! Now he's a lawyer. I paid $500 for her! Is that all donkeys are going for today? That doesn't seem like a lot. You know, that donkey might be defective. You know, if you go to a breeder to get a dog, you're looking at thousands of dollars. Fuck paying, you know, $3,000 for a Lhasa Apso. I could get 6 donkeys. Build my own ass paradise. Marion County officials are petitioning the court for custody of the animal and plan to put it up for adoption. Romero also has been making several comments on a Huffington Post story about his arrest. Have you ever seen a jack donkey? Even the miniatures would put the most well-hung porn star to shame, he wrote in one comment. The issue at hand will not be having sex with animals. It will be bedroom privacy. If I get convicted, then all Floridians' expectations of privacy will be effectively nullified, he wrote in another. So there you go. He's just fighting for your rights over there in Florida. Second story we have for you today. TLC has done it again. First, Honey Boo Boo Child, and now, Half Ton Killer. It's a heartwarming reality show starring an 1,100-pound woman who's accused of rolling over her nephew and killing him. Yes, Myra Rosales claimed she killed her 2-year-old nephew, Elizio or something, Jr., when she accidentally rolled over and crushed him under her 1,100-pound frame. But her lawyers knew something else was at play, according to Half Ton Killer, a new documentary that airs October 10th on TLC. Oh, it's not a reality show. Just a special. In 2008, Rosales was living with her sister, Jamie, in Sullivan, Texas. In March of that year, Rosales now says she saw her sister use a brush to hit the poor kid repeatedly on his arms, legs, and head. Later that day, Jamie Rosales went out, leaving her sister to take care of the kids, despite the fact that Rosales was almost completely bedridden because of her weight. Elizio Jr. started suffering from breathing problems that night. He was rushed to the hospital, where he later died. Myra decided to take the blame for the killing so that her sister's other kids would still have a mommy, said her attorney, Sergio Valdez. Valdez said she never bought Rosales' original story that she crushed her nephew, especially after doctors determined the child's cause of death came from being hit, not from being smothered. The plot thickens. We knew something was... And also, when you're that big, can you really roll over? I'm looking at this picture. There's no way she could get enough momentum going. Like, she'd have to swing back and forth and finally get enough oomph to roll over. She's not going anywhere. Like a fucking boulder. or something. All right. Valdez says she never bought Rosales' story about crushing the nephew, especially after doctors determined the child's cause of death came from being hit, not from being smothered. We knew something was wrong from the very beginning, Valdez noted. We said, we're going to have you reenact how you killed the child so you could show us. However, when Myra, now 31, was physically unable to demonstrate, she broke down and started crying. We knew she was covering up for somebody. Well, a press release from TLC titled Too Fat to Kill notes that Myra could barely move. She was deathly ill from pneumonia, and it required 10 men and an extra-large ambulance for her to reach the hospital when her health deteriorated later in 2008. She remains in the hospital today. She decided to come clean a few months later after her sister continued to abuse her other children. After you kill one of your kids, wouldn't you say, okay, and you get away with it? That would be, that's a wake-up call right there. You better be on your best behavior. No, she kept tempting fate. All right, Jaime Rosales ultimately pleaded guilty to causing injury to a child and is now serving a 15-year sentence. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, we've talked about the Colorado Frozen Dead Guy Festival before, right? Well, there's an update. The frozen corpse that has inspired a Colorado town's whimsical Frozen Dead Guy Days celebration may soon be put on ice somewhere else. But festival organizers said the body's removal will not have a chilling effect on the annual event. This is a dead guy, and you have a whole festival about him. You're making puns and all that other shit. We will continue on whether or not Bredo Morstol is here. I guess that's the frozen dead guy, said festival owner Amanda McDonald on Wednesday. She was speaking of the man whose body has been packed in dry ice outside Nederland, Colorado since 1993. A financial dispute between the man's grandson, Trive Barge, or something, and the man hired to replenish the dry ice on a monthly basis. But what the fuck is going on in Colorado? Can you just do that? When I die, in my will, I want someone to pack me in dry ice, and every month change that ice. And I want to be put on display in the park or something. That's insane. Each month for 18 years, Schaefer has hauled 1,700 pounds of dry ice to a remote shed to keep the corpse of Morstol at minus 24 degrees Fahrenheit and in a state of cryonic suspension. Schaefer said he quit after Bouge refused to pay for the rising cost of fuel and ice, which has made the endeavor unprofitable for him. Could you imagine that being your job? What do you do for a living? I pack dry ice up against a dead guy. Make sure he doesn't rot. All right. It takes two of us to make the four-hour round trip. My quitting is the only way to get Bauge's attention. Bauge, who lives in Norway, did not immediately return an email message seeking comment about the dispute. But he did say he's exploring the possibility of moving his grandfather to the Cryonics Institute in Michigan. Sweet! The Dead Guy Festival's coming to Michigan! That Frozen Stiff's going on tour! By the way, for those of you who don't know, cryonics is the process in which tears are frozen. So if there's ever a point in your life when your eyes are not properly lubricated, you'll have a vial of your own tear. That's not what cryonics is? No. Cryonics is the process of freezing and storing a corpse to prevent decomposition. In anticipation of medical technology that could bring the dead back to life. Liquid nitrogen... Oh, excuse me. Fucking White Castle's coming up on me. Liquid nitrogen, which is far colder than dry ice, is typically used for cryonic preservation. Morstol died of heart failure in his native Norway in 1989, and Bouge had his grandfather's body frozen and transported to a cryonics facility in California. Ultimately, he had the corpse moved to Nederland, where Bouge lived at the time. This corpse has been to way more places than I have. Like, this guy dead has traveled more than me alive. It's very, very sad. When Bouge was deported because of an expired visa, he hired Schaefer to act as an unofficial caretaker. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Checking in with my freaks one last time.
Hey, Tim, I was listening.
Oh, no, not talking to you. Jesus Christ, you call in every day. Get a fucking life, you loser!
Hey, Tim, it's Stankonia. Listen, man, I just wanted to catch up with you about how you were talking about how you're, you know, left-handed with certain things and right-handed with others. And you were talking to your mom about how you throw with your left hand. Mm.
I don't throw well with either hand, quite frankly, but I throw better with my left hand.
Tim, I just want to say, you know, you, me, and everyone else who listens to the show, we all know you don't throw balls. You don't throw footballs, baseballs, any sort of sporting equipment. You know, what you do with your left-hand balls is of a completely different sort.
I throw balls all the time. Like, you know, when I'm, you know, even when I'm just playing with the dogs, you throw the, you know, throw a ball. I'm just saying, Jesus fucking Christ. Everyone get off my shit.
Hey, Tim, I just calling with a bit of a confession. Many men do, I like to masturbate myself to sleep. And, I just throw my, you know, I throw my sock under the bed. Well, we've been having a problem with ants, and, I reached for my sock, and it was covered in ants. It was really gross. Like, I didn't know they went for that kind of, you know, stuff. It was really horrible.
Is your semen especially sugary?
But, anyway, I thought you might like to hear that.
I think ants go for the sugar. You might have diabetes, is what I'm saying. You should really get that checked out.
Damn. Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know you were killing it on the 9-7 show. Mm. You were talking about Christianity and versus evolution, and fucking had me rolling. I mean, the fucking
I did something good for once.
Space fairy and Jurassic Ark and biting Noah's head off and burning bushes and burning
Noah's head off.
Apples and. I mean, sometimes they think you're really dumb, the way you can't read anything, but then I listen to you do that and be able to, you know, comedically articulate, you know, because sometimes you listen to this kind of stuff and you're just baffled and you don't know what to say and you don't know what to think and you don't know exactly how to cut people down in the most efficient way. But you fucking nailed it, man. You're fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
So...
Nice. Occasionally that happens.
Hey, Tim. It's one of your freaky deegies, Jay, from Kentucky. I was wondering if you or any other freaks had heard of a balloon fetish. I was on XTube earlier.
That is crazy. So call me maybe. We just played that on the show recently. Maybe this guy sent in a clip or something.
Hey, Tim. It's one of your freaky deegies, Jay, from Kentucky. I was wondering if you or any other freaks had heard of a balloon fetish. I was on XTube earlier tonight and came up with a ton of balloons.
Yeah, there's ton. If you search for balloons on XTube, you'd be amazed.
Videos of folks fucking balloons and jerking off with balloons and
rubbing their cocks up against it, making that squeaky noise.
I've never heard of that before. I was wondering if anybody
did I play that yesterday? Was that on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program?
Anybody else was into that or seen that before?
Yeah, are you guys into, anyone out there into balloon play? Please email me. I'd like to get inside your fruity little head. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
Negaholism. 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 Negaholism.
Yes, STD. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and all of those wonderful websites and apps and shit. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Negaholism. 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 Negaholism.